Oh, please. Where are we? Number 10?
Yeah. Item, exit number 10. This is from the Zohar, introduction of the Book of Zohar, Night of the Bride. Item 138. It is a law that the creature cannot receive disclosed evil from the Creator, for it is a flaw in the glory of the Creator for the creature to perceive him as an evildoer. For this is unbecoming of the complete operator. Hence, when one feels bad, denial of the Creator's guidance lies upon him, and the superior operator is concealed from him. To that same extent, this is the greatest punishment in the world. Thus, the sensation of good and evil in relation to his guidance brings with it the sensation of reward and punishment. For one who exerts not to part from faith in the Creator is rewarded even when he tastes a bad taste in providence. And if he does not exert, he will have a punishment, because he separates the place where he can rise higher. Let's continue to excerpt number 11 from Introduction of the Book of Zohar, 2 points, item 121. Prior to being rewarded with inverting the desire to receive in us through Torah and mitzvot, commandments, into reception in order to bestow, there are strong locks on those gates to the Creator, for then they have the opposite role, to drive us away from the Creator. This is why the forces of separation are called locks, since they block the gates of approaching and drive us away from the Creator. But if we overcome them, so they do not affect us, cooling his love from our hearts, the locks become doors. The darkness becomes light, and the bitter becomes sweet. Over all the locks, we receive a special degree in his providence, and they become openings, degrees of attainment of the Creator. And those degrees that we receive on the openings become halls of wisdom. Excerpt number 12 from Bala Sulam, Shamati number 33, the lots on Yom Kippur end with Haman. We must know that what appears to one as things that contradict the guidance of the good who does good is only to compel one to draw the upper light on the contradictions when wanting to prevail over the contradictions. Otherwise, one cannot prevail. This is called the greatness of the Creator, which one extends when having the contradictions called dinim, judgments. It means that the contradictions can be annulled if one wants to overcome them, only if one extends the greatness of the Creator. You find that these dinim cause the drawing of greatness of the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, and cast his mantle upon him. It means that afterwards he attributed the whole mantle of hair to him, meaning to the Creator. It means that now one sees that the Creator gave him this mantle deliberately in order to draw the upper light on them.
And last one.
Excerpt number 13 from Zohar Bereshit, item 255. At the end of correction, when some is revoked, it will appear to all that some had never lived, but that unity was always ruling. As it is written, there is none else besides him.